Surah Al-Araf, verse 100-101.
Addressing those who share the common crime of rejecting the Anbiya and committing kufr with the destroyed nations of the past, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks now, أَوَلَمْ يَهْدِي لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا. Does it not serve as guidance for those who inherit the earth from its former inhabitants? أَلَّوْ نَشَاءُ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. That if we will, we could punish them for their sins at any time. Do they not take a lesson? Does it not serve as a guidance for them that Allah is able to do that at any time? But the reality is, وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. The reality is that we seal their hearts. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seal the hearts of people? بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Because they reject the truth, Allah seals their hearts. So even though it's so clear, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَنَطْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We seal their hearts because they have earned it. And when their hearts are sealed, فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. So they are incapable of listening. They cannot listen and take heed. Ayah 101. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is the fate of the Anbiya. This is what happened to them. They always had opposition and they always had rejection from their people. تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها. To console Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to make the Muslims understand this is how things work, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, those are the towns whose stories we have related to you. Nuh alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Shu'ayb alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Bayyinat, the messengers brought to them clear signs. Bayyin means very clear sign. No doubt about it. فَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا بِمَا كَذَّبُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ. But they were not going to believe in something which they had initially rejected. So the initial response to the miracle was to reject it. So they were not going to believe. And since they were initially irreceptive to the truth, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْكَافِرِينَ. That is how Allah seals the hearts of a people who disbelieve. وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ عَهْدٍ. Ayah 102. And often those who were overtaken by tribulation, like we learned yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would bring about adversity and hardship on those people to humble them. So often those who were overtaken by tribulation vowed to believe. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَا وَجَدْنَا لِأَكْثَرِهِمْ مِنْ عَهْدٍ. We found most of them unfaithful to their covenants once the tribulation passed. وَإِن وَجَدْنَا أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَفَاسِقِينَ. Instead, we found most of them to be defiantly disobedient. So despite them receiving the messengers of Allah, witnessing miracles, pledging to believe, so this is the case. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not to grieve over their fate. So we come now to the sixth Nabi and the sixth nation. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ مُوسَى. Then after them we sent Musa alayhi salam with our signs, بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ. To Fir'aun and his notables to guide them. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا. After displaying the signs to them, miracles to them, they responded wrongfully to them. They failed to fulfill the rights of those signs. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So consider the destructive outcome of the evildoers. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the whole story. But now we go on for the next six or seven rukus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give details about them. So this is what happened. Ayah 104. وَقَالَ مُوسَى. And Musa alayhi salam was sent to Fir'aun. So he said, يَا Fir'aun, O Fir'aun, إِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I truly am a messenger from the Lord of the universe. As for those who consider that I am lying, they are in error. حَقِيقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا أَقُولَ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. I am duty bound to say nothing about Allah except the absolute truth. And I'm not making a claim, only I have brought a sign. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِبَيِّنَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. I have brought to you a clear proof from your Lord, which is a miracle. It confirms my appointment. So obey me. فَأَرْسِلْ مَعِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Ma'iyya bani Israel, release the children of Israel from bondage to go with me to their original homeland. قَالَ إِن كُنْتَ جِئْتَ بِآيَةٍ آية 106 Fir'aun said, if you have come with a sign from Allah, فَأْتِ بِهَا produce it. إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ if you are from the truthful ones in whatever you claim. فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ آية 107 So Musa عليه السلام threw down his asa, his staff. فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ all at once. Unmistakably, it was an actual serpent. And there were no doubts about it. It turned into a serpent. Everyone saw it, real, alive, and right before their eyes. Second sign, وَنَزَعَ يَدَهُ He drew forth his hand from his collar, and when he took it out, فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيْضَى It was shining white, bright, لِلنَّاظِرِينَ To the onlookers. Inshallah, we'll continue with this.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولم يهدِ للذين يرثون الأرض من بعد أهلها أن لو نشاء أصبناهم بذنوبهم ونطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يسمعون تلك القرى نقص عليك من أنبائها ولقد جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فما كانوا ليؤمنوا بما كذبوا من قبل كذلك يطبع الله على قلوب الكافرين وما وجدنا لأكثرهم من عهد وإن وجدنا أكثرهم لفاسقين ثم بعثنا من بعدهم موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فظلموا بها فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المفسدين وقال موسى يا فرعون إني رسول من رب العالمين حقيق على أن لا أقول على الله إلا الحق قد جئتكم ببينة من ربكم فأرسل معي بني إسرائيل قال إن كنت جئت بآية فأت بها إن كنت من الصادقين فألقى عصاه فإذا هي ثعبان مبين ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين صدق الله العظيم